This is a story of a young Catholic teenager from the Archdiocese of Turin named Marisa Porcellana. Born on December the 1st, 1946, but died to defend the purity on July the 4th, 1960, when she was not yet 14 years of age. Now the whole story takes place one noon when Marisa's mother had waited for her to return home. The minutes, the hours passed by, but to no avail did Marisa show up. Her mother, becoming worried, set out in search for her daughter. And while in search of Marisa, her mother had heard a moan, but did not think anything of it, as there was a nearby area where people used to kill stray cats and rats that were found in garbages. And so thinking it was just an animal, her mother kept on walking to a nearby village. But unfortunately, according to a man living there, Marisa had left a long time ago. So making her way back home, her mother had followed the exact path where she heard the moaning sound. Upon closer examination, a sight that no mother wished to see fell before her eyes. It was little Marisa, breathing heavily and gasping for air, with her face all covered in blood and clothes all torn apart. Holding little Marisa to her chest and constantly screaming, her mother then rushed Marisa to the hospital. Little Marisa had to have blood transfusions every now and then, and her whole body was covered in bandages. Sadly, she never recovered from her injuries, and her last words before dying were, "Mom." Later on, during Marisa's funeral, her killer, Antonio Francese, collapsed and confessed. He mentioned of how he lured little Marisa into the bushes, where he then tried to sexually violate her. Like Saint Maria Goretti, Marisa fought hard to defend her purity and threatened to tell the parish priest. Antonio, becoming furious at this, then placed his knee over Marisa's mouth to silence her, which led to her jaw snapping, and then reaching out in the nearby bushes for a stone, he struck her many times in the face, breaking her skull. He then mentioned of how he wanted to turn himself in, but then thought of what others would think of his family. Now you would think that after hearing a painful story like that, that it would be impossible for a mother to forgive the murderer of her only daughter. But the first miracle had already blossomed on the tomb of the little martyr, and that was the reconciliation between Teresa, the victim's mother, and Consolata, the murderer's wife. The two women, upon meeting each other, threw themselves into each other's arms with tears and sobs. At the end, poor Teresa, taking little Giampiero, the only son of Consolata, in her arms and kissing him affectionately, she said, "Pray for my Marisa and for your Pope." Now just by hearing this amazing act of reconciliation, what a beautiful story of heroic forgiveness, and many had considered this to be the first miracle of Marisa. What perfect and heroic forgiveness. Even though a cause for sainthood has not opened yet, but her memory is very much alive in Orbassano, where a parish hall was dedicated to her. Marisa Porcellana, pray for us.